now. Get ready for Canada's hottest action stars.
Episode 15 of the City Show podcast, where James is technically not here, but he is here. I was way off.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah. So as we mentioned that we're going to be recording this, what day is it today?
Saturday, December 8th.
8th, yeah. So we're recording two episodes in one day, but this will be released on
the month from my birthday.
15th. Oh, yeah? Cool. Yeah. I'm not going to remember that.
I don't expect you to.
This obviously is the City Show podcast. It's a South Park podcast where we watch every episode in order. We kind of go through what happens on that day, so like birthdays and deaths and just anything else random, sports and shit like that. But then we also talk about the show itself. Last episode, it was that joke episode, so like
April Fools.
I don't think a lot of people are going to even want to really hear notes about that. I know we have a few hardcore fans that are gonna want to hear about it, but like,
since like the most hated episode maybe besides Pip.
Yeah, exactly. So then this episode, obviously big difference from last week, so let's go into it. Be sure to, again, obviously,
I might have been confused, because I might have been confusing this part with
your confusion.
This season one,
yeah.
It looks like the same intro that I was thinking about, but I don't know for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, fuck. I'm just trying to sync up because my computer froze again, as it normally does. So, this episode, obviously, big change from last week where it was a troll episode. Now we're on to the actual conclusion of
finding out who Eric's dad is.
Yeah, exactly.
Because his mom is still a slut.
Well, yeah, Cartman's mom's a dirty slut, so let's sync up. And while we sync up, you can head on over to our Facebook page. It'll take you like 30 seconds.
And give us a review.
Just leave us a review. We're still at 51. Last time I checked, because I checked about, 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
And we're at 51, and the minute you leave a review, it's going to send a notification to us, and we're going to enter you into a draw to win Little Box of Butter's DVD collection set, which is
pretty fucking sweet.
Really fucking sweet. So let's sync up this episode. Again, we do this just for timing. Here we go.
And now, to continue, the father is indeed someone in this room.
Man, this feels like the longest minute of my life.
Yeah, miraculously, Kenny shows back up here.
Well, he's got to be there, right?
So this episode, obviously,
April 22nd?
Yep, April 22nd, 98. Birthdays, deaths.
Anything? Birthdays. Thea Kornman.
Whoever that
from
is.
From Denmark.
Ooh,
this
Denmark.
YouTuber chick. Pretty sexy.
How many YouTube people have we had on this show so far?
Quite a few, you know.
I want to say at least six.
Because 98, it's young people's birthdays.
That's true.
Nowadays, if you're that young, what are you famous for? Being on YouTube doing stupid shit or being on Instagram showing your ass?
I ain't mad about it either, really.
No. If you want to show your ass all you want, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Go
for it. I ain't complaining. Deaths. Kitch Christie. South African rugby coach.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, me neither. But yeah, South African rugby coach. He died this day.
Sorry you died, but.
Sorry, bud. Yep.
Yep.
Top movies.
Nice.
Deep Impact.
Nice.
Deep Impact.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Little Men.
Never heard of that.
And Body Count.
Nope.
Top TV shows, Flashback and Open House.
No.
Never watch either of those.
Wherever, you know, I'm going to start trying to watch some of these. Actually, I don't have time for that.
Yeah. actually, on this day, Disney opened Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. How fitting is that? I'm going
to Disney on Wednesday. I'll be in Animal Kingdom a week from today.
Can I just ask you, what kind of grown man goes to Disney? Why didn't you go to, like, Cuba or something? Like, just somewhere tropical.
For what? To sit on a beach and drink? I don't drink.
Oh, yeah. To eat all day on a beach.
Disney?
But you got to pay for it.
The meal plan is included for free.
Oh, okay, I got you.
And we went last year with the kids. Stephanie's never been before, so with the kids, you don't get to see half the shit because they're tired.
Tacos?
They have better tacos.
Fucking tacos.
Yeah, Epcot's like the fucking one where it's like food from all around the world. So we just go to the Mexican place. Okay. And
I don't fucking know.
Get tacos.
I think we're gonna end up going there at some point. I really don't want to.
It's honestly, dude, it's awesome.
I went when I was working my photography job. We had to go to, I think it was Disney. I don't know. We went to Disney and we went to the lights, cameras or lights action show or whatever the hell it was. But like, just walking through the park, I was like, I'm never coming here, because you look at the waiting times for lines, like 280 minutes. Like, no, yeah. Thanks.
So some of it's ridiculous. If you don't get fast pass for some rides, it's ridiculous.
But even then, the fast pass you get, it's kind of like Cartman Land. Like,
you can get fast pass and be in and out the ride within half an hour.
Ugh, it's awful. I don't even like going to the bank and waiting 5 minutes to get money.
And you're too impatient.
I'm impatient for lines. I'm actually pretty patient for everything else.
Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm just gonna stay home.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Go on. Top video games. A Contra Adventures came out for PS. I think it was PS1 at that time.
Contra. Yeah, I never played. Contra.
Dynamite Cop.
Dynamite. I'm a cap. A
total ripoff of fucking Pac-Man. 3D Maze Man.
3D Maze Man.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I just seen the cover. I was like, that's a fucking Pac-Man ripoff. That's horseshit. Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, and then top home videos. Princess Bride.
Ooh.
Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. And, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
Like, not in the last 10 years.
I watched it in the last probably like maybe 2 years ago. It still lives
still
up.
Pretty good?
It's pretty good, yeah. It's pretty cool. Especially for being out.
Have you seen the new one? The newer one?
No. Wait. Maybe.
I haven't seen the newer one, so I don't know if it's any good.
I don't know, but it's just amazing to me how, like, in 98,
yeah,
they did that with what, like, the limited, you know, what the fuck's the word I'm trying to look for? The limited advances in technology that they had for, like,
still
movies
pretty
and
fucking
shit,
good.
It still looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
There was, what's that guy? The guy that does all the voices for The Simpsons. Hank Azaria, he was in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He does like fucking 30 voice on The Simpsons. Full Monty came out.
The Full Monty
was good. Was big on home video at that time.
Okay.
And then that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So let me jump on to hockey now. The last week we were talking about how our team, like, there were 74 games played, so the playoffs were just about to start. Neither of our teams made it, unfortunately.
Of course.
Let me see. Leafs ended with 69 points on the year.
Poop.
2 points better than the Flames, though, 67. But you guys finished last in the Central, and we finished third last in the Pacific. So
Pacific was just shittier.
But since we are a Canadian podcast, obviously three Canadian teams made the playoffs in 98. Do you know which teams they were? It's a good trivia for you.
98.
Yeah.
Montreal.
Fat-loving Eskimos.
Yep. It's not that many Canadian teams, so.
No, I know. I'm just. Say it was three?
Three, yeah.
'98. Edmonton?
Goddamn Polar Gooks!
Yep. One more team. We're having a real hard
Vancouver?
Time. Vancouver? No. The Senators.
I was going to say the Senators. I thought, like, that's kind of close to. When they started, like, wasn't too. Was, I think that they were only in the league a couple years in, 2 years maybe.
Can't remember which year they entered, but yeah. So, anyways, on this day specifically, though, which was the 22nd, the Oilers beat the Avs 3-2. Peter Forsberg with two goals in that loss, and the Senators beat New Jersey 2-1 in overtime. Bruce Gardner scored 5:58 into the first overtime. Bruce Gardner, very underwhelming. Right winger for the Sens. 300 something games played with, like, I can't remember how many points, like 80 points or something?
I think majority of the people from the Sens there were underwhelming at
that
time.
Yeah, most likely. It was good. It was, who the hell, Daniel Averett, when did he play for the Sens? I know he retired in, like,
Alferson? He was there. He was there, like, there right away.
He was there right away,
Alexei
yeah.
Yashin was there right
Yashin,
away.
Yashin, yeah?
Zdeno Chara was there. Not right away, because he started with the Islanders.
Top song in the U.S.? Did you check this one at all?
No, I didn't check the song for this week's.
Mm. Okay, so you're going to love this. Actually, if you like the last one, I think you're going to like this one.
I don't listen to that last one now. Just when it came out, I hold up. You know why I like this song? Because there's a guy who did like a parody of it. And it's like, why are you always lying? And it's this funny looking black guy in his like backyard, and he's like, it was like a parody of it. And it was pretty funny.
I've never heard that parody song.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Although, what day is it technically today that we're recording?
December 8th?
15th? Well, when does it release? Sorry.
The next, right? So
16th or
it'll release 17th. On the 16th.
So we're getting 16th. Close. We're getting close to Christmas. Top song in the UK, It's Like That, Run DMC versus Jason Nevins. I listened to it, it's awful.
Run DMC versus Jason Nevins?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was so stupid. The whole music video was like two people basically like breakdancing the whole time, but then there's music over it. So like, I don't know if it's two people like rapping back and forth. I was kind of
like
just
a battle rap type thing.
Yeah, kind of, but it wasn't even a rap. Like, I don't know. It sucked. Either way, I wrote awful right next to it. let me do this first. So obviously we're in the unsponsored studios. That's official. Unofficially though, we are sponsored by.
Still looking good. Whoa. His name is Jared. I don't want to be sponsored by anything by fucking Jared. So what? Yeah, but it's Jared. He touches kids.
He is not related to Subway anymore.
Well, it just said his name.
Well, okay, that's unfortunate, but goddamn chilf.
This episode of South Park though is the first episode after they were uncensored the word shit.
Yeah. Going forward, they don't.
They did that whole episode where shit, but this is like the first episode where they could have it in the episode,
yeah, and
uncensored.
Then going forward, yeah, it's no more. We just passed the point where I actually have a screenshot of a guy sitting in a chair, but the chair is backwards. So that. Whoa. No. If you watch it, because I was looking at it.
You can see like the.
Yep, so we're at like 11:40 into the episode, and they showed the America's Most Wanted background. I think it's going to come up here soon. And there's a guy sitting in a chair, and the chair's back. See, right there in the background?
There he is. Yeah, but with the color of the chair, it could just be like, it kind of looks like
it. Look at the ones next to it.
Yeah, I don't really think it's turned backwards.
I think it's turned backwards.
I think you're fucked in the head.
That's not nice of you.
Oh, sorry. I think you're not fucked in the head.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
let me do the because you asked in the Rocky Mountain News on this day, April 22nd, 98. Whatever happened to the idea of putting truck lanes on Interstate 25 between Denver and Castle Rock? Answer, after a lot of lobbying, money has been allocated and work begins this summer, but it will take a while with completion set for summer 2000. I'm not too sure if it was actually done or not. Yeah, it'll take 2 years to add a truck lane on Interstate 25.
Sure, I'm sure it got done.
I hope it's there.
I hope it's not done yet. I hope they're still under construction.
That would be pretty funny. If it was Windsor.
20 years later and we're still not done. Fuck this shit. What's funny about this whole thing with
her we'll get into that episode.
No, banging the fucking governor and all that shit is with her banging Clinton, because the Clinton-Lewinsky shit was going on right around here.
Yep.
I wonder what he thought when he's like, oh, great, I'm getting shit for fucking Monica Lewinsky's nasty ass. Now they're putting me on a show.
Well, he stuffed a cigar in her, man.
Yeah. I bet she smoked it after, too.
She smoked something.
She smoked something.
Yeah.
It's smoking pole. It's funny because it's like what was it, Dave Chappelle? He's like, that's just a modern day president. You don't have time to go look for your extra pussy. You stick your head out the fucking office. You, come here, suck my dick.
Yeah, I know. What? I'm trying to think of what show. Oh, yeah, Scandal. You ever watch Scandal on NBC? It's on Netflix, too, I think, now. It's with who's that chick? I can't stand when she talks. I can't remember her name now. Anyways, it's actually a pretty good show. But
check it out.
It kind of goes around that whole thing, too, where the president is sleeping with somebody on the side and his wife kind of, like, knows about it. It's exactly, I think it's based on his presidential like stint. So this episode, which is Cartman's mom is a dirty slut, or still a dirty slut, sorry, it's obviously the conclusion of season one finale. IMDb 8.4 out of 10. I don't know if we mentioned that or not, but pretty damn high up on the Richter scale there, if you want to call it that. IMDb scale. I love this episode. Do you have a favorite moment at all from it, or do you want me to do mine first?
Yeah, you can do yours first.
All right, so mine is actually, it's already happened, but it kind of happens throughout the whole episode. And then let me jump off real quick. So Kenny just put a suction on, and it disappeared there. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, it was just gone, just sucking his vomit
but the
out.
But the noise continues happening, even after it's gone. So anyways, favorite moment for me, it's the first time we meet Doctor. it's pretty much
and
like...
It's funny because it's like DR and the dot and then spelled doctor.
Yeah.
Not like DR dot DR.
Yeah, his name is Doctor.
Doctor.
I think the first time we meet him is probably my favorite part of this episode, just because he puts the needle in and then he's like, for some reason, just scraping it around. Obviously, it's making Stan sick. And then what else happens? Oh, yeah. He pulls like on the arm and the head falls off.
Yeah.
It just...
I like when he's like, can you get in here and give me a hand? to the nurse, because she's got no fucking arms.
He's like, oh, sorry.
or the like when they're doing the reenactment of the thing and the fucking chef comes out, a skinny fucking black guy.
Yeah.
When Mr. Garrison's going for the role for his spot and he fucking, they're like, next. He's like, what the fuck? That's me. Who can play me better than me?
Yeah. Who ends up taking a spot? I can't remember who takes a spot. Fuck, I can't remember. Who does Eric Roberts end up taking?
Eric Roberts is the little monkey man.
The little monkey man?
Yeah.
Eric Roberts, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, he's from...
Julia Roberts' brother.
Oh, he's an actor,
Nobody
though.
Gives a shit about Eric Roberts.
Yeah, fuck Eric Roberts.
Fuck Eric Roberts. But yeah, Julia Roberts' brother. I come across this. I don't even understand. I think you can just buy episodes of shows on Amazon. So $1.99 for this episode if you want to buy it on Amazon, or you can just go on All SP, something like that and watch it for free. But it was funny because I was going through it and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot people can actually just comment on the episode on Amazon, because obviously you can buy it, right? So let me see what it got. 176 customer reviews on this episode, 4.6 out of 5 stars, which it's a good episode, so why not? But this guy, D. Yates, is his, Amazon name, and he gave it a 1 star.
What a dick.
August 8th of 2006. This is what he said. Even when they regularly borrow material from The Simpsons, the laughs are few and far between on South Park. But the award for the worst episode is when Kenny dies.
That's every fucking episode, you dill.
Get animation on the cutting edge. Buy a Family Guy DVD. Are you serious?
It's funny because this is like rated one of the better episodes. At the end of this, like that, I think this was like the highest rated episode this whole season.
I didn't look into the ratings of that.
I'm almost sure.
I mean, it's pretty damn high, but, and also because of the continuation, right? This is what people were waiting for.
Yeah.
To watch, and it is. It's a really funny episode. Like. Stupid things like the team A, team B.
We're going to go drink cocoa and watch television. You go fucking
and
deal
just,
with the shit.
Just kind of like the velociraptors too. Cannibalism.
Yeah, fucking.
Abortion. Like, there's so many little topics in this episode that are great. Obviously, I mentioned at the beginning, Kenny comes back to life. He died in part one of this episode, but then he reappears just to die again.
Yeah.
Is this is the first continuation episode, technically?
Yes.
Yeah, because they don't do anything like that, eh? Yeah. I got a burp, but it's not coming. I find how they resort to cannibalism so fast very amusing in this episode, too. Like, it really goes to show the ridiculousness. I've said
if we can't get out of here, we're going to have to eat again in about an hour. It's like,
yeah. Not only that, but like I've said in previous episodes too, where they resort to being so ridiculous. Like, you just know this whole South Park series is going to be ridiculous just based on like
Certain little things like that.
Yeah, like Cartman having a fucking thing coming out of his ass, but like them just going, we're going to have to eat. And then they're just like, let's eat each other.
Yeah, not the... It's only been 4 hours.
They don't have...
You can go a while without eating.
They don't have a platter of food in there. Like, doesn't
Yeah, you're doing a fucking television show. They don't have fucking, like, craft service in there that you can be like, okay, well, at least we got some fucking crackers or some shit until it's time to fucking... We can get out. Because as soon as they're done eating people, it's like, oh, all of a sudden, sun's out, sun, fucking snow's melted, let's get out. Boom, boom, boom. Perfect. Dig our way out. It's like, well, you could have dug your way out the whole fucking time then.
Yeah.
Didn't have to eat a human being.
I didn't mark what time this happened. I have a few timestamps, but Mephisto's heart monitor stops working. They just stopped animating it. It's like, it's beeping, 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 and you can see how, you know how a heart monitor, obviously, it's got the line and it goes up.
Beep,
so
beep.
At one point, it's just frozen. It just stops working.
Maybe because the power goes out, so they're trying.
No, it's still on. It's just they cut away and come back, and it's not there. But and that's when Cartman is singing "Come Sail Away" in the
hospital. Come sail away.
Yeah. And then 11:26. Oh, that's the chair that is back. I still think it's backwards.
I don't know.
I think it's fucked up.
I'll agree with you.
Good. 14:53 in this episode, which where are we right now?
2040.
So 14:53 of this episode, Kenny puts a suction on patient and they cut away and come back. The suction is gone, but the sound is still there, which I just mentioned. Here's a good one. I don't know if it's going to be in your trivia. I hope not. At 15:42, did you notice the map that they're looking at? Did you see
the map of the... to get to the fucking thing to turn back on the lights? Or
yeah. Whatever? Did you notice the northeast, southwest in the bottom right corner?
No.
Oh, okay. So the top is north, and then to the right is south. And then down is east, and left is west. So it's all
fucked up.
Yeah, it's all fucked up.
Or the fact that they're like, got to get this generator. The generator, once the batteries die in the generator is no good. Well, the generator is usually there because it's not going to run on batteries. Usually it's going to run on some sort of fuel.
Yeah.
So why would they have batteries for that? That to me, I was like, well, why the fuck would they have it run on batteries?
Yeah.
Why not have it
there
run on?
There are some battery, like if you go in my sump pump room, I have a giant
backup generator for that.
Battery backup, yeah.
Like it's, but for a whole fucking hospital?
No. God, no.
There's no way.
Fuck no. let's see. 16:34, the car in the parking lot still has no snow on the roof, even though...
It's been snowing for hours.
It's been snowing for hours, and even Chef's car is just covered in snow, like just littered in snow.
Piled over his fucking roof and everything.
Yep, and then at 21:37, the alien is easier to spot. So actually, you can see him right here in the crowd shots in the back. Because
he could be the dad. You don't know. She fucks everybody.
It's a possibility, yeah. But anyway, when they're talking to Mephisto in the hospital room, and they show the crowd shot, he's the alien just standing back there next to Chief. Is it Running Water?
Chief Running Water, yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one, this one was kind of interesting. It came across 17:06 in the town shot. So I think they're just kind of setting where they are because that's what you do. There's the alien. 17:06. Anyway, Unplanned Parenthood building is gone now.
Unplanned Parenthood. That's really what it should be called. Because it's like Planned Parenthood is what they usually call it, but you go there to get like help when you want to get abortions or like shit like that.
Yeah.
So why? It's definitely not planned.
No. But yeah, so like see that town shot right there in the credits?
Yep.
So that one next to that tall building that ends up being like Cartman's sports thing way down the, like in season 20 or something like that? Does this little basketball sports.
The Crack Baby one?
Yeah. Crack Baby
Basketball Association?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he has his office and it's in that building.
I thought that one was like the post office. That tall building.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know.
It might say post office. But anyway, so right next to it, that's where that Unplanned Parenthood was. And it's the same color. But then when they go to the crowd shot, it doesn't have anything on it anymore. Kind of weird. Okay, so that... You got any other show notes for that? Or?
No.
Because we just got right to the
end. No.
Okay, let's just get into trivia.
Trivia. Boom, 5 for 5 this week.
Fucking suck.
Boom.
Burpees.
Boom.
And then he jammed it up his ass.
Boom.
Because chicks would love vacuum cleaners.
Boom. What'd you say there?
Yeah.
because chicks love vacuum cleaners.
Boom shocking.
It's coming at you, or it's coming at me.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
All right. So after season 2, episode 1, episode 14, technically, I'm gonna have so many like episode numbers.
After this episode,
after the last episode, what's our score at?
2-2.
All right, 2-2 out of 5. So we're batting real shit.
Too money.
I guess I get to start, right?
You can start, sure.
All right. What did Barbarady say after he said, I just thought of something. Never mind.
That's subtraction.
Yeah. Fuck. I think these can be a little bit easier. Ka-ching,
ka-ching, ka-ching. Ka-ching. When they're waiting to find out who Eric's dad is at the beginning, how many cookies are on Eric's mom's tray?
4. Boom. And I only know that because I was going to ask you the same question. Oh. And then I was like, it seems like there's...
You can't ask a fat guy about cookies.
Yeah. There seems to always be 4 cookies on her tray at like in anytime, every episode. Yeah. So anyway, let me get you.
All right.
What trimester is Cartman's mom in trying to abort her baby?
40th,
yeah. Nice. Yeah, we're already doing better. You asked me a question.
Oh, shit, my bad. When they're in the hospital, what makes Chef qualified to, like, assist the surgeon?
Oh, the surgeon asks... What did the surgeon ask?
Asked him if there's...
I know the answer.
He's like, aren't you qualified to be a surgeon? He says,
I've watched Quincy once or something.
Why did you tell me this?
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, so... number 3.
All right. You mentioned it during the show, I think, but I'm going to ask it. How long does it take for the trap group to resort to cannibalism?
4 hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bumpadoom.
Damn. Doing good?
Yeah. What's the name of the nurse with no arms? Or the half arms?
Nurse Goodly.
Yes, sir.
I only know that because doctor. There's only 2 people in the hospital that day. You have to know both of their names.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Question 4.
Is it 4 or 5?
This is 4.
4. Okay. 4. How far is the hospital according to the sign when Cartman is singing? So they're driving up the hill.
35 miles.
35 miles. Damn.
Yeah.
By the time they get out of the place where they're shooting the America's Most Wanted or whatever, how many humans have they eaten?
Because they show the three dead bodies or whatever? So yeah, 3?
3, yeah.
Sweet. All right.
Number 5.
I'm running out of, like, correct sounds. I need
Ding.
More.
Yeah.
All right. I ask you, right?
No.
Yeah, you just asked me about the 3 dead bodies.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, number 5 for you to ask me.
All right. It's going to be a tough one. Let me find a tough one for you.
Okay.
Seems like you've paid attention to this one.
I didn't.
All right. This is a question that's similar to something. Well, it's actually exactly what you asked me before, but now it's somebody different. How many pockets are on Sid Greenfield's vest?
I don't even know which one. Is that the main guy?
That's the America's Most Wanted dude.
The main guy with the fucking balding hair?
Yeah. He's got the brown.
Fuck, because I was watching and I was like, I was going to ask you that. I was like, I'll go 11.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
9.
Damn. I was actually thinking 9.
Yeah, 5 on one side and then 4 on the other.
Fuck. Okay. Yep. All right. What's
You almost went fucking perfecto.
Yeah. I got a hard one for you then.
Mm-hmm. I paid a lot of attention to this episode. Yeah, I like this one. So.
When he's going...
Ask a question,
when the doctor's going to stick the needle in that fucking guy,
okay.
What does he ask the nurse for?
Oh, it's like the name of the drug, is that what you're asking for?
Well, he says, give me this of this... stat.
Yeah, it's sodium pentothal, or I can't remember exactly.
What is he? Well, yeah, but what?
What do you mean?
Sodium pentothal, yeah. But he says, give me blank, like how much?
Oh, how many cc's of it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. That's funny. Is it pentothal, though?
Sodium pentothal, yeah. I don't know how it's spelled. I fucking just... I was like, I'm not...
Holy shit, why can't I think of how many cc's? I'm just gonna throw 3 cc's?
20.
Oh, fuck. Way off. God damn it. That was a good question.
Yeah. So we're tied at 6-6 right now.
Couldn't you just ask me what it was named? We're tied?
Yeah, we're tied.
Motherfucker.
I got 2 extra ones. That'd be
easy. Oh, shit. I always forget about the extra question. I think
who,
I've maybe.
Who do they eat first?
Eric Robertson. Yeah. Or Roberts.
And then what's the number of the Denver Broncos players standing next to Eric's mom in the final scene?
That's a good question. There's so many.
The white boy.
Is it in the 30s? 37?
Boom. 37.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. What do I got here? I don't think I've... Oh, what is the director's name from America's Most Wanted? I already gave it away.
Yeah, you just said that.
Sid Green... Oh.
Sid Greenfield?
Yeah. Bonus question. What does it say on the side of Bar Brady's car?
To patronize and annoy.
Fuck, it only took you like 18 shows, but yeah.
It's because every time I come here, I have a snapshot, like a screenshot of it on my phone, and I look at it before I come in. I'm like, okay, don't remember this.
I think that's it. Yeah, I don't have any more bonus ones.
There you go.
Nice.
6 out of 10.
Anyways, have fun in, well, I hope you're enjoying your time in Florida.
Yeah, it's nice and warm.
Bring me some booze back.
Yep.
Also, leave us a review. Share with your friends. We're at 50 reviews or so. 51, I think, yeah, exactly.
Let's get a couple more before the contest.
I mean, I know you don't want people to enter the contest. You know what I mean? Like, why would you want competition for the contest? But just share away. We're going to have more.
There are tons more stuff.
We have, what is it, an XL?
That Cartman's Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Screw You Guys, I'm Going Home shirt. And I'm hoping that Anthon has his... South Park Pop by now. I'm going to send it out Monday, but yeah, it's already in transit.
That's
as
over a week.
As
then,
this episode. Yeah, exactly. So. It fucks me up when we go ahead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. So leave us a review. Get entered for that contest. Send us an email. Any questions? Oh, I forgot the questions on Facebook, but somebody was asking what happened to Heidi from the last season. Who gives a fuck? Fuck Heidi. She was a terrible character.
Oh, Eric's girlfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Gives a fuck. And then
I haven't really watched.
Oh yeah, Anthony, you know what? He actually asked a good question. He asked, what season are we most looking forward to really covering? Or if you have an episode, I'll break it down to an episode, which basically kind of goes like, what's your favorite season? But anything between
now until like
14, 15.
I like pretty much all of it. And I'm looking forward to doing every episode except for the Pip.
Yeah, nobody likes Pip. We might even just buzz that one and then...
just that episode, instead of that episode, we're going to do trivia.
Yeah, we'll just do trivia that day.
We'll do something more fun. We'll
get a guest.
Instead of that episode, we're going to review an episode of a different show.
Yeah, there we go. We'll do Big Mouth. I've been enjoying Big Mouth lately.
Yeah, it's funny.
Same thing. I don't know what... I really like Stanley's Cup. That's one of my top episodes. Just, I like the music cues in it.
I like the Bat Dad baseball one. That one's funny.
Yeah, Losing Edge. Yeah, that's a good episode.
The first one with Towley, the ultra.
I could do without Towley.
Well, I'm not even just the Towley part. I love the fucking to get the gaming system. And Eric's like,
oh, they'll come out games for
you? No, Eric's like, shouldn't have done that. Oh. He's just a boy, poor little feller. That's like one of my favorite lines.
That's
like
a good line.
Yeah.
I and if you want to quickly say favorite line, I think my favorite line by far in the whole series, what seems to be the officer problem.
I think mine is probably Eric doing that. Shouldn't have done that, poor little feller.
Yeah. Alrighty. We'll see you next week, I guess. Yeah. And that will be, we're 1 week away from that contest. So the next episode, we'll have a winner. So get those reviews in. And thanks for listening. Let me find my outro song. Here it is. See ya.
Dog dance, doing the dog dance. Dog dance, dog dance. If you want your medicine, do the dog dance. Dog dance, dog dance.